local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, getting ready for that Labor Day weekend. High today in the 80s, 73 right now. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident off the East I-65 service road at Imogene Street. It's going to be with injuries right by the interstate, so watch your speed through there. Beyond that, it's been a great start from the 65 split and traveling downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. Bayway, the Causeway, towards Eastern Shore looking good. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world. Saturday, November 17th at the Mobile Fairgrounds. See them at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5. News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A few showers on radar this morning, South Mobile County, Dolphin Island, where we're taking the midday show today. Getting a light rain this morning. Dr. Bill with a full weather discussion at 6:35. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A six-year-old child from Florida missing for more than 6 months has been found safely in Baldwin County, all thanks to a tip. Six-year-old Alexander Farmer was found in a Summerdale RV park by local law enforcement after going missing from his home in Florida, and happened back in February of this year. Summerdale Police Department says that they received a tip that he'd been spotted with a man believed to be his father. Police then searched that park but could not find the child. But later that evening, during a routine patrol, authorities did locate the little boy, but at a different RV park, but with the same man. Authorities confirmed that his father, 35-year-old Justin Jentz, had been using a false identity to stay at different RV parks in the local area. Jentz now faces an extradition hearing so he can be returned to Florida to face charges. Little Alexander's currently with the Department of Children and Families. News out of our nation's capital this morning, impacting thousands of federal employees. President Donald Trump says he is canceling pay raises for federal employees, which were scheduled to take effect in January. President Trump says, quote, "We must maintain efforts to put our nation on a fiscally sustainable course, and federal agency budgets cannot sustain such increases. In light of our nation's fiscal situation, federal employee pay must be performance-based and aligned strategically toward recruiting, retaining, and rewarding high-performing federal employees and those with critical skill sets." Reports say that Congress, though, could override the president's pay raise freeze, but there are different plans in the House and Senate. Mr. Trump says federal pay would have automatically risen by 2.1% next year. This freeze impacts employees covered by the general schedule. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Visit Dolphin Island this Labor Day weekend. On Friday, Sean Sullivan brings Midday Mobile to the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo site from noon till 2. Then Friday night on West End Beach, it's the final free Greer's movie, Cars 2, delighting youngsters of all ages. And the final art night at the gallery is also this Friday night. Enjoy the white sand and warm Gulf waters at West End, Public, and the East End beaches. Plus the bird sanctuary, the fishing, wonderful food, and more. Spend Labor Day weekend on Dolphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The University of South Alabama Board of Trustees will meet this morning. We're told to expect a big announcement out of that meeting. One thing we know will be discussed is changing the name of USA Medical Center to University Hospital. That meeting begins at 10:30. A second suspect has been identified in a frightening home invasion in the middle of the afternoon Sunday in West Mobile. He is 26-year-old Paris Dixon. Once captured, he'll be charged with burglary and assault. Dixon's alleged accomplice, Brandon Williams, is in jail this morning with a $150,000 bond. The Morgan County Sheriff's Office is searching for an escaped inmate this morning. 30-year-old Abdullah Russell of Decatur was part of a group that was being transported for a work detail. The corrections van stopped at a gas station and Russell walked away. Russell was serving time for theft. He only had a year left on his sentence. He now faces a second-degree escape charge. I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
Auburn. Makes it. Washington. Keeps it. Around left hand. He has a block. He's at the 10. Cuts it up. 5. He scores!
A top 15 clash in Atlanta.
Pass is caught! Touchdown! Auburn is dominating this game.
Coverage begins tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. on your home for Auburn football.
On your official Auburn football station, FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:13 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Week 1 of the NCAA football season began last night with 12 games. UAB crushed Savannah State 52-0. It was the Blazers' first shutout win since 2008. Number 21-ranked University of Central Florida beat UConn 56-17. In the closest game of the night, Northwestern University beat Purdue 31-27. And Texas A&M began the Jimbo Fisher era with a 59-7 win over Northwestern State. The rest of the SEC will begin their season tomorrow and Sunday. South Carolina hosts Coastal Carolina at 11 a.m. Ole Miss plays Texas Tech in Houston at 11. Number 3, Georgia hosts Austin Peay at 2:30. The number 9-ranked Auburn Tigers face number 6, Washington at 2:30 in Atlanta tomorrow. That, of course, airs right here on FM Talk 106.5 with pregame beginning at 11:30 tomorrow morning. Also at 2:30, Tennessee plays number 17, West Virginia in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Kentucky hosts Central Michigan. Missouri hosts UT Martin at 3, and Arkansas hosts Eastern Illinois. At 6:30, number 18, Mississippi State plays Stephen F. Austin. Florida hosts Charleston Southern, and Vanderbilt hosts Middle Tennessee. At 7 o'clock, number 1-ranked Alabama and Louisville play in Orlando. That'll air on ABC. And on Sunday, number 25-ranked LSU and number 8 Miami play in Arlington, Texas at the Cowboys Stadium at 6:30. In NFL news, Philadelphia Eagles tight end Brent Celek will reportedly retire after 11 seasons in the NFL. Celek was drafted by the Eagles in the 5th round of the 2007 draft. He leaves the NFL with 398 career receptions for 4,998 yards and 31 touchdowns. Veteran linebacker Elvis Dumervil also will retire. He made the announcement on his Twitter feed on Thursday. Dumervil is a 5-time Pro Bowler who spent 12 seasons in the league with the Denver Broncos, Baltimore Ravens, and San Francisco 49ers. The former Louisville Cardinal retires after collecting 105.5 sacks during his NFL career. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost the home series opener to Montgomery last night, 8-7 in 10 innings. Tonight, the Bay Bears and Biscuits play the second game of the 5-game home series at the Hank. Mobile's 2018 season ends on Monday. In the major leagues on Wednesday, the New York Yankees acquired outfielder Andrew McCutchen from the San Francisco Giants. The longtime Pittsburgh Pirate is set to become a free agent following this season. Last night, the Yankees fell to Detroit 8-7. The Chicago Cubs beat the Atlanta Braves 5-4. The difference maker was a 2-run homer from Chicago's Tommy La Stella in the 6th inning.
Here's the 1-1 and a drive to right. Way back there and gone. And the Cubs lead 5-4.
Elsewhere around the league, Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 2-1 in 11 innings. St. Louis shut out Pittsburgh 5-0. And Boston beat the Chicago White Sox 9-4. The PGA Tour is in Boston this week for the Dell Technologies Championship at TPC Boston. Round 1 set to begin this morning. Only the top 100 in the FedEx Cup standings are eligible to play in this second of four FedEx Cup playoff tournaments. And after this weekend, only the top 70 in the standings will advance to the following week's BMW Championship. Today, Tiger Woods gets started at 12:16 p.m. Bryson DeChambeau, world number one Dustin Johnson, and defending champion Justin Thomas tee off at 12:28. And Jason Day, Webb Simpson, and Pensacola's own Bubba Watson tee off at 12:40. 6:16 now, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings. And don't forget, today the final day to sign up for the first ever FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. We're so close to 150 entrants right now. I think we're six away.
Okay, we can do that.
We can hit 150 before tomorrow. I'm positive. If you think you can pick this year's NCAA football games better than anyone else in the FM Talk 106.5 family, only one way to find out. Sign up at the link on my Twitter feed, at Dalton Orwig, or on the station's Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk106.5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shop maintains the highest standards in our work and who we employ. We're currently looking for the best body technicians and auto damage estimators. Could that be you? Apply today at any of Professional Collision's seven locations.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell, let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cairns Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the FlemingtonSpeedway.com Traffic Center, we've had a perfect start to the morning so far as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. Light traffic and no accidents from the 65 split heading northbound. And again, if you're up towards Chickasaw and Saraland, watch for local radar and state troopers are there. School buses are traveling, but nothing out of the ordinary so far. The Jags football team opens up the 2018 season at home tomorrow versus Louisiana Tech at 6 p.m. You can still find your tickets online at usajaguars.com or call 4611-USA. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 620 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, that guy came with traffic. And coming up this weekend, got a lot going on Dolphin Island for the Labor Day weekend. We're going to detail some of that and also talk about some, we're talking about all kinds of things on a Friday of Midday Mobile. But we're taking the show to Dolphin Island. I hope that you'll be able to stop by and see us. If you're on the island, get ready to get your weekend started and visit with Mayor Collier is going to be there, a whole bunch of folks from the island. And we'll be getting our Labor Day weekend schedules laid out for the island on today's Midday Show.
Yeah, I imagine you won't be alone. Probably quite a few people coming down to the island for Labor Day.
Right, we're going to see actually if somehow we can back the FM Talk 106.5 mobile command unit up close enough there at the rodeo site that we can at least put some crab traps out and be fishing while we do the show. You know, that's how we do it along the coast. Speaking of Labor Day, saw a list here of the top things we don't know about Labor Day.
Okay.
Okay, this is one of those things you don't know about Labor Day. It's a day you celebrate, of course, you celebrate work by not working.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Just checking. That's the same Labor Day. First of all, it was the brainchild of the labor movement, U.S. labor unions. It's a holiday that's, I put this note in here, it's an offensive holiday to lazy people.
It's offensive to lazy people.
To lazy people. It was, another note I had, this is in no way actually accurate. 1882 was the first inaugural Labor Day parade.
Oh, okay.
Keynote speaker,
mm-hmm.
Bernie Sanders.
Oh, wow.
This is not...
First major speech.
These are things maybe you didn't know about Labor Day.
I had no idea.
Yeah. They says Oregon was the first state to declare Labor Day a holiday. Oregon was
surprising.
First. They, by the way, they celebrated the same way they celebrate everything else. They all got stoned out of their minds and did hacky sack and drum circle.
Right, yeah. That, you don't have to work to do that.
Right, so I'm just saying, by the way, too, underage iPhone assembly workers in China observe inhumane Labor Day. So these are some of the things, these are just Labor Day facts maybe you didn't know.
They deserve the day off.
Yeah.
Not us Americans, the ones working on our phones.
So Labor Day, we will take the day off. All right, 622 FM Talk 106.5. Those are things that are not factual, so do not pass
I'm
those along.
I'm snopesing it right now.
Yeah. 622. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News from Montgomery this morning as a 13-year-old child has been arrested for allegations that she threatened to send bombs to several schools. The Montgomery Public Schools Communication Office and their staff say they received information at 8:55 p.m. on Tuesday about a social media post with that threat, and they witnessed the post. The police were then notified, and by 10:37 p.m., the suspect had been identified and a search warrant secured. At 2:25 a.m., Montgomery police executed that search warrant and arrested the 13-year-old child. She is not a current student. Because she's a minor, her name, though, is not being released. But here's what we do know. She is charged with making a terroristic threat. The services for Senator John McCain have wrapped up on the West Coast in Arizona. The East Coast services begin today at 10 a.m. our time at the U.S. Capitol. Vice President Mike Pence will present the administration wreath and represent the White House. Senators Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer will present the Senate wreath. House Speaker Paul Ryan will present the House wreath. The doors to the public will open at 2 p.m. as a senator lies in state. Then on Saturday at 8:30 a.m., there will be a wreath-laying ceremony at the Vietnam War Memorial, followed by the National Memorial Service at the Washington National Cathedral at 10 a.m. Speakers will be Mr. McCain's daughter, Megan, and son, Jimmy, former Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama, Senator Joe Lieberman, and former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. Pallbearers will include Vice President Joe Biden, the former VP, actor Warren Beatty, and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Mr. McCain will be laid to rest in Annapolis at a private ceremony Sunday at the U.S. Navy Academy. That is where Senator Lindsey Graham and General David Petraeus will speak about the late Senator John McCain. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Football in the South, tailgate season, and FM Talk 106.5's annual Ultimate Tailgate Showcase Extravaganza. A prize pack worthy of exceptional fans that support the team. Including a 55-inch Samsung QLED 4K TV, plus a Samsung soundbar from Bailey's TV on Government Boulevard. A $4,000 prize. And that's just the beginning. More great prizes and details on how to enter to win coming soon. It's the annual Ultimate Tailgate Contest from FM Talk 106.5.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
625 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Labor Day weekend getaway. So let's do like what every other news group does.
Okay.
I'm just going to make it up. I actually don't have the story in front of me, but see how close I am. AAA saying this Labor Day busier than any Labor Day in the past as Americans get out and get in their vehicles and on public transportation and hang gliders and scooters with sidecars. And gas prices, while holding steady, are up 50 cents year to year.
Yeah,
does that sound pretty close? I mean, I could go pull the story, but I mean, that's...
that's probably basically it. You'll want to get an early start this Labor Day
weekend. Oh, that's the other one. Yes.
And, of course, Monday
will be...
Monday will be a very busy travel day as people head back to their homes from their Labor Day vacations.
Listen, the folks at AAA do good stuff, but it's just, and I know they're doing their job, but it's overtime. It's just been doing this job too long, I think, because whatever holiday comes out, it's like a Mad Lib where, you know, you remember the Mad Libs where you fill in the verb, adverb, the noun, or whatever. In this case, they go, okay, what holiday is it? Okay, put that in there, and then, because it already says busier than ever, pack your patience,
it's
crowded airports.
The big ones are, what, Labor Day? Of course, Thanksgiving, probably. Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving is this year's, I'll go ahead and tell you, this year, busier Thanksgiving than ever.
I wonder if they were saying that, I don't know when AAA was founded, but I mean, of course, the
so
first
long
year
ago,
that they
it was
came
just
around.
A single A.
Right, just one A.
Yeah, it was just A back then. But yeah, it's Labor Day weekend. I'll tell you what, let's tackle this part of it, though. So it is Labor Day weekend coming up. I don't know if we actually have a click it or ticket kind of thing going on, a zero tolerance. You know, they'll do these campaigns here where local law enforcement gets additional federal funding to put more police officers out there. But the question is, with being at the end of the month and officers being out there, do law enforcement agencies actually give more tickets at the end of the month? What do you think? You've heard that before, right? The end of the month, they're going to write more tickets.
That's always been the myth. And I don't know if the Mythbusters ever went out and actually tried to bust that, but I've always believed that was true.
All right. Well, we don't need Mythbusters because we have the people at BroBible.com.
Okay.
Thank you, BroBible.com.
They're on it.
Yes. Says, according to a new study out, law enforcement really does give more tickets out towards the end of the month.
I knew it.
And then, what we've heard before, most likely to hit their quotas. We've heard that forever, but you kind of like, well, that's probably not true. The top 5 days in an average month when the most tickets are issued nationally, the 31st, number one, the 30th, number two, the 1st, number three, the 28th, fourth, and the 29th, fifth. So good luck out there, y'all.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The son of an Alabama lawmaker is in jail this morning after an overnight raid at his family's home in Bessemer. 26-year-old Anthony Terry Jr. was arrested Thursday. He is facing marijuana drug charges. Terry is the son of State Representative Louise Alexander, who calls it a witch hunt.
They tried to get a warrant the day before election to bust my house, saying my kids sell drugs, I sell drugs and stuff like that.
The Mobile County Sheriff's Office confirms it has located a blue Dodge Caravan wanted for following women in Mobile, Sims, and Theodore. The van was found in George County, Mississippi early Thursday morning. Two men in the van have been interviewed by investigators, but so far they are not facing any charges. Traffic is expected to pick up later today as travelers hit the road for the Labor Day holiday weekend. If that's you, be prepared to pay more at the pump. Gas prices climbed to a four-year high this summer. Right now, a gallon of gas is up nearly 50 cents compared to this time last year. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Oh, man, I love football.
Me too. I'm glad we had time to get out to a game.
Oh, look.
What?
On the field.
That's not...
Sorry, dear. Didn't know I still had my knitting needles in my pocket. What did I tell you about that whistle? Give it to me. Give me the whistle.
Get off the field!
Please don't arrest her. We're coming down to get her.
Have any of you gentlemen looked at your insurance premium lately? You know, for the past several years, it's just been going up, up, and up. Think of all the other things you could be spending that money on. Why, Jack Green eNational Insurance could insure this entire team. Workers' comp, homeowners, auto, commercial, and all types of business insurance.
Hey, we've got to get you out of here.
Get your hands off me.
A family dispute, 28571.
No, not a family dispute.
It's fine, officer.
What a nice young man. He escorted me all the way out of the stadium. He must think I've fallen ill.
Something like that, yes.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack!
344-5393.
Old Time Feed understands what it takes to make that seed, plant, and animals grow to be strong and healthy. They have all the tools and materials you need to make your lawn, garden, and pets the very best they can be. Old Time Feed, still in Fairhope on Greeno Road, where they're always happy to see you.
Water's Extreme Journey joins the world of art and science to demonstrate the importance of water and how it connects to all of us. Through exploration, artistic expression, and action, you can realize the power each person has to make a difference. See for yourself at the Water's Extreme Journey exhibit at the Gulf Coast Explorium Science Center, 65 Government between Royal and Water Streets downtown. The exhibit is open through September 4th.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Canada and the United States will make a final push this morning to iron out differences on a pact to modernize the North American Free Trade Agreement. President Trump telling a rally in Indiana last night he will iron out what he insists is a trade imbalance with Canada.
So we'll open it up or we'll be, frankly, maybe even better. Either way, it's going to work beautifully, okay?
Trump also telling the crowd he may, quote, get in there at the Justice Department if it doesn't, quote, start doing its job. The investigation is underway this morning into the crash between a tractor-trailer truck and a Greyhound bus in New Mexico. At least 7 people killed, with most of the 49 passengers hospitalized. Witness Mark Gonzalez.
It was a disaster. You could tell that people were distressed. Screams were coming from the bus, which is horrible.
Police in the Dutch capital Amsterdam have shot and wounded a suspect following a stabbing at a railway station. The motive for the stabbing not immediately clear. Wall Street stock futures down. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Ross Ake with Your Money Now. Lululemon earnings crushed estimates as comparable store sales surged 20%. Ulta Beauty revenue was in line, but it was the slowest top-line growth in 18 quarters. Same-store sales growth slightly lower than expected as big makeup brands showed some weakness during the quarter. The U.S.-Canada NAFTA talks are going down to the wire. The Canadian Foreign Minister and U.S. Trade Representative have a lot of sticking points before Canada will sign on to a revamped trilateral trade pact with the U.S. and Mexico before today's deadline. President Trump says he could pull America out of the World Trade Organization unless the global trade body treats the U.S. better. It was in a Bloomberg interview released after the market close. Long weekend, lots of new movies. The post-Holocaust action film Operation Finale stars Ben Kingsley. Romantic comedy Destination Wedding stars Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder. And Ruth Wilson leads the cast of mystery thriller The Little Stranger. The Dow closed 137 points lower. Futures are trending lower as well. That's Your Money Now.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
It's the Labor Day flooring sale at Lumber Liquidators, and you can get some of the lowest prices of the season. Our flooring experts are ready to help find the perfect floor for you. With our new installation services, you'll get an in-home assessment, licensed and insured flooring installers, 1-year limited installation warranty, and flexible financing. Just pick your floor, we'll take care of the rest. The Labor Day flooring sale is going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today, confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000
$1,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, I got a couple raindrops on the windshield on the way to work this morning. Some showers here in the area around Airport 965. Is that a sign of things to come?
Yeah, it definitely is. We've had some showers move in from the Gulf here this morning. But then, of course, as the land heats up through the morning hours with some sunshine, and we're going to see more thunderstorms develop. It's going to be fairly active for thunderstorms today and really all the way through the weekend. Today, that's going to keep temperatures in the mid-80s for this afternoon with all the shower activity. Tonight, still some scattered thunderstorms around with temperatures in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, mostly cloudy in the afternoon, good chance for thunderstorms, and the highs again in the mid-80s. As for Sunday, again, thunderstorms, very active in the afternoon, possibly developing in the morning, and Sunday we might get into the upper 80s. Now, Monday looks like the best day as far as thunderstorms are concerned, mostly in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, and then after that, we just stay pretty much with scattered afternoon thunderstorms, temperatures in the 80s through the middle of next week.
All right, and yeah, I know the marine forecast looking bumpy as well, seas 3 to 4 feet on through the whole holiday. Let's look at the tropics here, because yesterday you had two things you were talking to us about that had me wondering what the latest is, that series of thunderstorms coming off, that wave coming off of Africa, and then something you said you're watching, what, around the Bahamas, Dr. Bill?
That's right. Right now it's still over the Northeast Caribbean and stretching into the Atlantic. It's a very large tropical wave. It's very slowly moving to the west, and it's expected to move into the Bahamas over the weekend, across the Florida Peninsula, and then perhaps about middle of next week, it'll be in the northern Gulf. Conditions right now don't appear to be favorable for strengthening, but once it gets into the Gulf, it may possibly organize because conditions may be favorable at that time. But that's a long way off. We're going to be watching that all the way through the weekend. The other story is a really big tropical wave that's come off the African coast. The National Hurricane Center is already projecting it over the next few days to become a hurricane. So it's already organized and will be moving in a westerly and then a west-northwest direction, but that's a long, long way off near the African coast. We'll have plenty of time to watch that.
Okay, so, I mean, the first area that we're looking at here, you said northern Gulf. You're not saying what it might be, but
we don't know.
But it could just be rain.
Conditions are favorable when it gets into the northern Gulf, and it could organize. But right now, that's several days off. And it's not going to affect us for the weekend. I mean, the showers and the thunderstorms that we have in the forecast are not related to that tropical wave. So we won't see any effects of that until the middle of next week, if we do.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon and get the weekend weather scale.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast for the Labor Day weekend and, of course, tropical weather all hurricane season long right here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, on the way, one of the strangest stories of the failure of a vehicle. You have a car that would, you have a story here. You know, you'll hear like such and such component failed on a vehicle, mm-hmm. causing an accident. It wasn't human error. It was a component failure.
Right.
But it is human error when a human does. I'm going to give you a story. The strangest thing, it's a little bit like, a crack cocaine version of the old, people my age will remember the old TV show Heart to Heart.
Okay.
the theme of every Heart to Heart, it seemed like, if I remember through my memory banks back to the 80s or whenever, they were, I think, a married couple that were private investigators or something like that. But half the time they were investigating something, somebody had cut the brake line of someone's vehicle. Right, and they were going to get, like, the spouse had cut the brake line of a vehicle because they wanted them to crash the other one so they could get the life insurance check or something. I think mm-hmm. that was, like, the theme of every Heart to Heart. Well, there's a story that kind of, in the real world and with real fatal consequence follows that. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Plus, we'll check headlines with Kelly, and we'll get the drive in. Kane with traffic coming up next.
How does loss of compressed air impact your business? Lost production, costly rental units, customers waiting in the lobby? Why risk it? Unless you lose power, you should never lose compressed air. Mobile Mechanical Services can evaluate your system and show you how to prevent costly downtime. Let Mobile Mechanical Services help you increase your production and eliminate the unnecessary expenses associated with compressed air system failures. Call Mobile Mechanical Service, 653-6948.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, working an accident now westbound I-10 and northbound 65. That's an accident without injuries. Also westbound I-10 between Virginia and Broad. They've got one with injuries off to the side of the road. Watch your speed. As you're traveling northbound 65 up towards Chickasaw and Saraland, again, you'll see officers working radar. And again, school zones have been busy already. Remember, it's 15 miles an hour in those areas. Summer's almost over. Now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel, Golf Resort, and Spa in Point Clear. This weekend, enjoy the renovated guest rooms in the spa. Go to grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Remember, today, the last day to get your sunset photo posted to the Facebook page for the Original Oyster House in their OOH Sunset Contest. I would go this afternoon.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, get it done. Even if you come in under the wire, as long as you get it done today. Either location of the Original Oyster House at the foot of 59 or on the causeway, you go and take that picture at sunset from either inside the restaurant or just right outside the restaurant. Then you post that sunset picture up to the Facebook page, facebook.com/ Original Oyster House. When you go there, then hashtag your picture with OOH, Original Oyster House Sunset, OOH Sunset. They're going to look at all the pictures that have been piling up on their Facebook page, and they'll draw a winner, and that winner is going to win a $50 gift certificate for lunch or dinner at the Original Oyster House, plus a tote bag full of goodies. But today, the last day, this is deadline for you to get your picture in at the Facebook page for the Original Oyster House, and you got to take that sunset picture at one of the locations. I know you probably got pretty sunset pictures on your phone, but go get dinner tonight and take it from the Original Oyster House.
And then tag your friends underneath the picture, because that'll give you a better chance at winning.
Yes, and make sure they go on there and say great things about your photo and give it lots of likes. All right.
Don't tag your sarcastic friends. They could hurt your cause.
That's right. I've got a few of those. 643 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Fiddling with FM Talk 106.5. In your tech news this morning, Apple, they have sent out invitations for their fall, quote, gather round. It's an event where they're expected to unveil some new iPhones and more. The invitation is for an Apple special event planned for September the 12th from the Steve Jobs Theater. Tech insiders at The Verge say they expect to see the unveiling of their new iPhone lineup, Series 4 Apple Watch, a redesigned iPad Pro hardware, among other items, and possibly new colors for the iPhone, redesigns for the MacBook Air and Mac Mini, and iPad Pro with Face ID, and an Apple Watch with a larger face could also be on the menu. Again, that's according to The Verge. The event will be live streamed September the 12th at 10 a.m. from the Steve Jobs Theater. A new restaurant opens its door here in Mobile at the Bel Air Mall, Texas de Brazil's third location in Alabama, open Wednesday night. It's known as a Brazilian-American steakhouse, famous for its all-you-can-eat menu of grilled meats. The CEO of the company says, quote, this opening on the Gulf Coast arrives just 1 month before Texas de Brazil's 20-year anniversary. And we are thrilled to join this community as we expand our family of restaurants. The regular adult dinner price begins at $40.99. New location is open for dinner 7 days a week. Plans do call for lunch service to be added soon, and there's also a feature which includes a lounge. Other locations of the restaurant are in Huntsville and Birmingham. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Football season is here, and so are the best prices at Bailey's TV and Mattress. Get the most from your hard-earned money with great TV values like a 55-inch 4K for $4.99 or a 65-inch 4K for $5.99. High-definition 32-inchers from $149. Perfect for outdoors, the camper, indoors, or the extra room. Also at Bailey's, the best prices of the year on all Serta iComfort mattresses. TVs and mattresses, best prices of the year. Now at Bailey's TV and Mattress, Government at Lakeside, 666-0448.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The University of South Alabama Board of Trustees will meet this morning. We're told to expect a big announcement out of that meeting. One thing we know will be discussed is changing the name of USA Medical Center to University Hospital. That meeting begins at 10:30. A second suspect has been identified in a frightening home invasion in the middle of the afternoon Sunday in West Mobile. He is 26-year-old Paris Dixon. Once captured, he'll be charged with burglary and assault. Dixon's alleged accomplice, Brandon Williams, is in jail this morning with a $150,000 bond. The Morgan County Sheriff's Office is searching for an escaped inmate this morning. 30-year-old Abdullah Russell of Decatur was part of a group that was being transported for a work detail. The corrections van stopped at a gas station and Russell walked away. Russell was serving time for theft. He only had a year left on his sentence. He now faces a second-degree escape charge. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
.647 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Week one of the NCAA football season began last night with 12 games, and it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, wasn't very beautiful. Not very many close games. UAB crushed Savannah State 52-0. It was the Blazers' first shutout win since 2008. Number 21-ranked University of Central Florida beat UConn 56-17. In the closest game of the night, Northwestern University beat Purdue 31-27, and Texas A&M began the Jimbo Fisher era with a 59-7 win over Northwestern State. The rest of the SEC will begin their season tomorrow and Sunday. South Carolina hosts Coastal Carolina at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Ole Miss plays Texas Tech in Houston at 11. Number 3 Georgia hosts Austin Peay at 2:30. The number 9-ranked Auburn Tigers face number 6 Washington at 2:30 in Atlanta. Of course, that airs right here live on FM Talk 106.5 with pregame beginning at 11:30 tomorrow morning. Also at 2:30, Tennessee plays number 17 West Virginia in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Kentucky hosts Central Michigan. Missouri hosts UT Martin at 3, and Arkansas hosts Eastern Illinois. At 6:30, number 18 Mississippi State plays Stephen F. Austin, Florida hosts Charleston Southern, and Vanderbilt hosts Middle Tennessee. At 7 o'clock, number 1-ranked Alabama and Louisville play in Orlando. That'll air on ABC. And then on Sunday, number 25 LSU and number 8 Miami play in Arlington, Texas, at the Cowboys Stadium at 6:30. Here at home, the South Alabama Jaguars begin their season against Louisiana Tech tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at Ladd Peebles Stadium. In NFL news, Philadelphia Eagles tight end Brent Celek will reportedly retire after 11 seasons in the NFL. Celek was drafted by the Eagles in the fifth round of the 2007 draft. He leaves the NFL with 398 career receptions for 4,998 yards and 31 touchdowns. Veteran linebacker Elvis Dumervil will also retire. He made the announcement on his Twitter feed on Thursday. Dumervil is a five-time Pro Bowler who spent 12 seasons in the league with the Denver Broncos, Baltimore Ravens, and San Francisco 49ers. The former Louisville Cardinal retires after collecting 105.5 sacks during his NFL career. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost the home series opener to Montgomery last night, 8-7 in 10 innings. Tonight, the Bay Bears and Biscuits play the second game of the five-game home series at the Hank. Mobile's 2018 season ends on Monday. In the major leagues on Thursday, the New York Yankees acquired outfielder Andrew McCutchen from the San Francisco Giants. The longtime Pittsburgh Pirate is set to become a free agent following this season. Last night, the Yankees fell to Detroit 8-7. The Chicago Cubs beat the Atlanta Braves 5-4, and the difference maker was a two-run homer from Chicago's Tommy La Stella in the sixth inning.
There's the 1-1, and a drive to right, way back there, and gone, and the Cubs lead 5-4.
The PGA Tour is in Boston this week for the Dell Technologies Championship at TPC Boston. Round one set to begin this morning. Only the top 100 in the FedEx Cup standings are eligible to play in the second of four FedEx Cup playoff tournaments. After this weekend, only the top 70 in the standings will advance to the following week's BMW Championship. Today, Tiger Woods gets started at 12:16 p.m. Bryson DeChambeau, world number one Dustin Johnson, and defending champion Justin Thomas tee off at 12:28. Jason Day, Webb Simpson, and Pensacola's own Bubba Watson tee off at 12:40. 10 minutes till 7 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Remind folks, too, that from now through game time tomorrow, their last chance to get signed up for the
That's correct. Yeah, you have until 11 a.m. tomorrow morning when so many games kick off to sign up for the first ever FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. We have nearly 150 signed up so far, and we'll find something for the winner. I'm thinking a trophy of some sort.
It might not even say College Pick'em, no. But it'll be a trophy,
yeah,
right?
And okay. We'll find a way to put your name on it, whether that's true engraving or just a Sharpie. I mean, one way or the other, we'll get your trophy to you. You can sign up on my Twitter feed, at Dalton Orwig. There's a link at the top of the page. And on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, we do have two accidents. Westbound I-10 to northbound 65, that's off to the right median. And westbound I-10 between Virginia and Broad Street with injuries in the final clearing stages. Traffic flow looks good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. Watch for local radar again in those school zones back down to 15 miles an hour. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by BBVA Compass, with financial plans customized solely for you and for your business. Commercial banking, creating opportunities.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
In Florida, there could be large reserves of energy off our shores. Safely exploring and developing natural gas and oil could boost our state economy and strengthen our national security. That's why military veterans from across the state are standing up for offshore energy exploration.
My name is James McCormick, a retired captain, U.S. Army, and I support offshore energy exploration. Many of our veterans are working in the safety field right now in oil and natural gas. We're talking about not just powering our homes, but we're talking about powering our entire national defense network that protects us all so that we can sleep at peace at night.
Veterans across Florida are standing up for offshore energy, standing up for stable, affordable energy for homes and businesses, harnessed safely with new technologies. Stand with our vets. Go to exploreoffshoreusa.org to learn more.
Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
6:54, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you have a newborn baby in the house or maybe you work at a daycare, do not give any babies formula before you check to see if it's the subject of a new health alert. A Tampa woman told WPTV in Florida that a package of Enfamil purchased at a local CVS was filled with what looked to be flour. Woman says the package looked fine on the outside and its protective seal was intact, but she realized when she opened it at home that the product inside that tub was not formula. The powder has been sent to a lab for testing. Enfamil says the incident was, quote, isolated, and there have been no other reports of flour for this particular batch of formula. Customers, though, who have purchased Enfamil are encouraged to double-check the inside of those tubs and that formula. And a CVS spokesperson says Enfamil has not recalled the product, but the drugstore chain decided to remove it from their shelves pending an internal review. If you have questions or maybe you have concerns, you can call the hotline 1-800-BABY-123. As we get set to celebrate a long holiday weekend, do you even know what you're celebrating when we say Happy Labor Day? Labor Day is a public holiday, a day of festivities held in honor of working people here in the U.S. and Canada, and it's on the first Monday in September. Now, because it's Mobile, Alabama, you know that there's a parade scheduled for Monday with more than 2,000 marchers. According to the Sweet Home Alabama website, they invite you to join us as we celebrate working people. As always, we will be tossing local union-made paper products from Kimberly-Clark Corporation Mobile Operation. The parade kicks off at 9:45 from the Civic Center, then to Government Street, Royal Street to St. Francis, around Bienville Square to Conception, to Government, back to Civic Center Drive, and ends at the Civic Center. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 6:56, FM Talk 106.5, and a fatal story out of Pennsylvania, but seems to be ripped from the script of an episode of Heart to Heart from back in the 1980s. A boyfriend of a Pennsylvania woman who was killed in a car crash last week confessed to cutting her vehicle's brake lines in order. But see, in Heart to Heart, it used to be they cut the brake lines always. This was a theme of younger people who never heard of this show. It seemed like every one of those shows, one spouse would cut the other one's brake lines because they had a big life insurance policy, and the car would go careening down the side of the like a mountain there in Santa Barbara, California. And then the episode would play out how they figured it out.
It's always on a cliff.
It was like every episode. What I remember that show. Okay, but in this real world and fatal situation, this boyfriend, he cut the vehicle brake lines to get what? To get a metal pipe that he could use to smoke crack cocaine.
Oh, man.
Yeah, John Jenkins Jr. was charged with criminal homicide in the death of Tammy A. Fox. Really? Tammy A. Fox? Who died after suffering serious injuries on August 22nd, according to Pennsylvania State Police in their announcement on Twitter. Inspection of Fox's vehicle, which violently struck a pine tree during a crash in Scranton, revealed her brake lines were severed. So they said, okay, how did this happen? They go back and figure it out, and he confessed. Jenkins confessed the night before he cut the victim's vehicle brake lines while at their residence in an attempt to obtain a metal pipe he could use to smoke crack cocaine.
That's awful.
There it is.
Awful.
There it is. Way to go.
Heart to heart.
Big time. 6:58 FM Talk 106.5. We're coming right back. More of Mobile Mornings. Coming up next hour, your weekend weather scale with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Also coming up, turning up your voice in the 8 o'clock hour at 343-0106. Plus our buddy Alec Naiman will let us know what's cooking for this Labor Day weekend, which I don't know how that works. I mean, because that could be, depends on what you're cooking. That could be laborious to be cooking, but if you're doing like I think a lot of us will over this weekend, grilling out, that can be fun cooking.
Yeah, right?
What is it about that? Like putting together like a Tuesday night regular meal can be work, but Saturday when you got, you know, the grill and you're putting meat on the grill, that's not even close to work.
It's probably the beverage that's in your hand.
You're probably right.